Here we go. Final segment of the Rob. No, final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Rob Lonzo and you be a part of the show. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone is open. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. You can text us at 71307. 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N, fan, F-A-N, and we will read them on the air this a.m. Texas said, my father-in-law is the same, got a freezer full of deer steak and patties from one of his hunting trips. Congratulations. You have stumbled upon a treasure trove. All right? We talked deer meat earlier in the show, because if you missed my favorite clip of the day, Andrew Chafin, pitcher for the Texas Rangers and certified bona fide redneck. Because if you take your time out to talk about trucks and heavy machinery, you're either a wrestling fan or a redneck or both. Ain't even mad. So we got into a conversation about deer meat, because deer meat's awesome. Shut up. Stop. Nothing else matters. Do you know what's on the Olympic schedule today? Great one.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. Breakdancing starts today. Breakdancing starts today, dudes and dudettes.
When and where?
Don't worry. I'm looking it up right now. I totally blanked on that. Today is the 9th. We only have like 2 more days of the Olympics, bro. Is that it? Yeah, 2 more days. Final events on the 11th. Let's see. Where's break? Where's break? Breaking. Women's qualification and finals today. Full sports schedule. This is all I care about. Right at the end of the show, 10 a.m. Great one. 10 a.m. Can it be 10 a.m. now? Can we 88 in the DeLorean ahead, 56 minutes and 55 seconds to 10 a.m.? Because it's all I care about.
All right, let's face it. When we got here this morning, we were looking forward to 10 a.m. before we knew there was something on.
Yeah, but don't say it like that. Men's qualification tomorrow at 10 a.m.
All right, so we can throw this in the office in there.
Can?
Yeah.
Will?
Yeah.
Will?
It'll be a little distracting, but I want to hear the music. What music are they using?
So apparently the way that it works is you don't know what song you're breaking to. You just get out there onto what I assume is the very fancy cardboard box.
Are you serious?
You don't know? You do not know the song you're breaking to.
Do they have a live DJ?
They have a DJ.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently there will be a DJ. You do not know what song you are breaking to, and you have to improv a dance on the fly.
So you can't slip the DJ a 50 and say, hey, make sure you play this during my set.
Bro, let me get some remix Taylor Swift up in here. Get them crowd points, you know. Get the judges on my side.
Who are the judges for this?
I don't know. I don't know anything more than anyone else. I know that they're breakdancing, and I know they don't get to pick their song. That's what I know.
I don't know if I want the judge from Turkey or someplace like that judging me breakdancing.
Say his sport and he appears. I believe in Keegan, who drops by breakdancing 10 a.m. on E! Exclamation point.
Keegan is a
Keegan's had this on his calendar for weeks.
Is he a breakdancer, though? You said it's his sport, as if he participates.
I don't know. I just know that Keegan's been the one that's been hitting me about breakdancing for, again, weeks.
Was you breaking back in the day? Did you like the electric boogaloo?
What else we got on the schedule today? Artistic swimming goes on today. I think let's see.
Yeah, that was on. I changed it.
The duet technical routine is today. What do we have today? We get the women's semifinals in basketball today. Women get the opportunity to punch their ticket to the gold medal matchup this afternoon.
So just like the men, watch it to see some of the old people who won't be there next time.
Dana Taurasi's 41.
Yeah.
You know who could be there today? Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but who knows? 4 years from now, they may take a 45-year-old Diana Taurasi over Caitlin Clark. They might.
Keegan said, I held the boombox for many talented breakers back in the day, and I placed cardboard down like a champ.
So you were the breakdancing trainer.
Can we get Keegan to L.A. in 4 years to be the breakdancing cardboard box specialist? The ringer for the Americans?
Hey, listen, that guy is important, carrying the boombox, making sure no one makes off with it, and also putting down the cardboard in a very flat surface, because if you put it down the wrong way, someone might get hurt.
Beach volleyball women's finals. The Americans making it on neither side out of the quarterfinals this year. First time. This is a shame. Do have the men's welterweight, medium heavy, and fly championships today. The boxing feather, middle, and super heavyweight championships tomorrow. Break women's qualification. Oh, it's all in one qualification and finals today for the women, men's tomorrow in breakdancing. Breaking.
They're just breaking all day?
It's breaking all day till somebody wins a gold. Men's and women's K2 sprint kayaking and women's C2 final and men's C1 final.
That's not the full contact kayaking, is it?
No, that's not combat kayaking, which is the best thing I've ever watched. Let's see. We got men's individual sprint finals and women's Madison finals on the bikes. That's live right now.
What the heck is a Madison final? Ain't nobody out there know what that is.
Cycling Madison Olympics. What is Madison cycling? Involves teams of two riders in a relay race with points on offer at sprints every 10 laps. The race begins with a who cares?
Yeah,
it's two person biking.
Is there a baton? No, I don't. It couldn't be. Yeah, it's just
men's 10 meter platform preliminaries. Women's 3 meter springboard final is today. The women's field hockey finals are today. The men's finals yesterday. No idea who won that. I'm a bad one. Round 3 of the women's golf tournament is underway. The men's semifinals in handball is today. The women's finals tomorrow. The men's handball finals on Sunday. The modern pentathlon semifinals are live right now. Pentathlon's the one that it's like, this is like your Mr. Olympics if you win this and Mrs. Olympics if you win this one, right? Isn't that the Bruce Jenner one?
Yeah, I believe so. There are a lot of events involved in it.
Well, 10. Hence the pent in pentathlon.
Wow.
Rhythmic gymnastics, all-around qualification, and individual all-around final. That's what was on earlier. You turned it off.
Right.
Those Chinese ladies were throwing hula hoops around like they're free. It was wild.
They were. I thought it was halftime for a basketball game. So, yeah. Well, that's what the kind of stuff that goes on.
For the record, last year went to a Hornets game and Red Panda did the halftime show.
Yeah.
Electric.
Haven't seen her in person, but she is amazing.
Electric. It was unbelievable. Women's bronze medal soccer match and men's gold medal match is scheduled for today in footy.
Are we in those?
No. Women's, yeah. We're the women's semifinal play today. Ticket to the gold medal match is set. The women's gold medal match is tomorrow, which we are in. We've got 10-kilometer open water swimming men's championship is today. Oh, the men's final table tennis is today. Women's tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure LeBron lost yesterday.
So. French LeBron took the L?
Yeah, I believe so.
Come on, French LeBron.
That game was still going on. It was like on the entire show yesterday. I think it was still going on when we left.
Bro, that match was so long.
Yes.
Those boys were getting it. LeBron versus Wang. And Wang wins. LeBron couldn't beat Wang is what happened yesterday. Men's table tennis finals coming up today. And of course, in the men's table tennis finals, Wang is in. So, congrats.
I'm not doing it more than once. Although, if we're going to get flagged, getting flagged for Beavis and Butthead would be
hilarious.
Apropos for this show.
Taekwondo finals are today on track and field. Men's and women's 4x100-meter relay. No Noah Lyles in that. If you had heard that story. Noah Lyles won the 100-meter, fastest man alive. Then turned around, went to run the 200-meter. Turns out, old boy's got COVID. So he's cooked. He's done. They were going to let him run outside in the 4x100 meter anyway because it's an outside event. I guess we're good with that now. So he was going to run, put it up to the coaches. Basically, dude needed like IV therapy to get through it. So no Noah Lyles in the 4x100 meter relay for the men's and women. But that final is today. Women's shot put, 400 meter, men's triple jump, women's heptathlon, women's 10,000 meter, and men's 400 meter hurdles are all today on the Olympic schedule. The men's bronze medal match is today in volleyball. The men's semifinals is on right now. Serbia up 6-4 on Team USA. Make that up 7-4. The shorty in the pool. That's not great. Serbia getting the better of the men in the pool. The women, by the way, got bounced by Aussie.
These water polo games last a really long time, too. So they probably have time to come back.
I would die. Straight up, entirely die trying this sport. I would not try this sport. So we're clear. I would be hanging on to that ball like it was my life just to keep me above the water.
Is there a redneck version of this? Because I probably would try that, where you're out there in inner tubes.
No, you do it in the short end of the pool, except for instead of throwing a ball around, you just drink beer. That's my version.
I'm just picturing inner tubes and jorts. That would just be a blast.
This is a semi...
Ball caps, not those weird things that they're wearing.
Semifinal matchup, winner of this onto the gold medal round. Loser of this, obviously, will be eliminated down to the bronze medal round. Weightlifting, men's 102-kilogram weightlifting championship and the women's 81-kilo championship is today. And the men's and women's freestyle finals. The men's freestyle 74-kilo and 125-kilo and women's 62-kilo is today. And that is your Olympic schedule for the afternoon. I'm locked in. Can I tell you that I am terrified of the sport? I am not kidding you. It is not an exaggeration when I tell you that water polo triggers my anxiety. Not like, haha, funny joke. I mean, genuinely, I watch this and I get this unsettling feeling in my gut.
See, I was doing that with the wall climbing earlier. It's like I started getting dizzy watching. It's like, man, I have some, according to, I have maybe breaking news, according to sources, CeeDee Lamb has been seen in a barbecue place in Kansas City.
Shut up. Stop it.
That's what sources are saying.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure your cousin in Kansas City is very apt as a source.
I have a really big family, but I don't think we've made it that far west.
Because you can't fly.
No, that's just me. I'm the only one. Everybody else is fine with it.
CeeDee Lamb, if you missed that story earlier in the show, yesterday JJ was outside of a Cowboys practice and was asked about the contract situation with CeeDee Lamb and said, we don't feel any urgency to get a deal done, to which CeeDee quote tweeted it on Twitter and said, LOL.
All right, so the particular X post that I'm looking at has 104,000 views. So, I mean, people really believe that he's actually in Slaps Barbecue in Kansas City.
I promise you, and I don't think it's happening, but I promise you, if CeeDee Lamb ends up a Kansas City Chief, I will disrespect the out of Kansas City for the rest of the season because it won't matter. It won't matter. No one's beating that team if CeeDee Lamb's on it. He's not going to be. But if he is, nobody's beating the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes with his Messiah complex. Nobody's doing it. Speaking of not having a Messiah complex, Steph Curry, I'd like to thank you on behalf of every American everywhere. Thank you for your service. Steph Curry has replaced Chris Evans as Captain America. It's just Steph now.
No, he has not. He like took shrapnel in the war or something. I mean, he decided to play one day. Woo, look at me. I decided to play today.
Oh, did he decide to play? 9 threes en route to 36 points. 1 point for every year of age that he is. Steph Curry yesterday, bona fide stud, certified G. You can't teach that.
But they didn't look to him when the game was on the line. So
the hell do you mean? They have. What are you talking
they
about?
They did. Did he take the final couple of shots? No, he did not, because they knew they couldn't count on him when the game was on the line. I mean, he
took the shot that put him ahead for good. What do you mean you couldn't count on him?
Did he really?
Yes.
That was him? Are you sure?
Yes.
You're absolutely positive.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, prove it.
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it too. Prove it.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. Do I have any more? I feel like I got one more somewhere.
Oh, come on. You've got like 1,000.
I got to have it.
All directed at me.
Oh, wait. I got that one. I got that one. Do I have any more? I thought I had more. But Lonzo's making me.
I don't know if I said that way.
Is that all my hater clips? I think it's all my hater clips. I have 3 you need to calm down clips.
Yeah.
Probably because Lonzo needs to calm down.
Which is weird because we all know that I'm high strung and need to be brought back down because I'm yelling and screaming all the time.
Lonzo's fight. Everybody else in America's team, Steph, right now. Lonzo's fighting for his life as the last non-Steph stan right now.
Oh, no. There are a lot of people who don't care for him.
All right. Well, go be a communist. Go root against the greatest living American, Steph Curry. That's your choice.
That's funny.
Go hate freedom, liberty, and the American way.
Are you done?
Steph, you icon. We might talk about Deadpool. We did get a couple of texts. You know what? When we come back, we haven't done it in a while. Cleanup segment. The cleanup spot. Used to be a bed for this. I don't know if there is anymore. But we got a lot of texts I haven't answered from you guys.
That was like years ago.
All right, well, a resurgence of the cleanup spot. And then if we have time, maybe a little Fanboy Friday to talk Deadpool and Wolverine. What the X is going on. All that and more coming up as we wrap up the week on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. All right, let's take a look at some of the texts you guys have sent over the course of the last 3 hours and 23 minutes. Texter said, do we think it's just an off year all around for the Braves, or is it maybe time to start putting some blame on Snit? The Braves, my dear, dear friends. The Braves are cooked. They're cooked. I don't think there's any coming back from this. I don't think there's any coming back from this. The reality here is that a lot of the blame, if not most of it, has to go on Snit. This is how I phrased it on Wednesday night. And that was before 2 more losses to the Milwaukee Brewers that allowed the Brew Crew to come down to the ATL and sweep Los Bravos at Truist. Rob Brown knows ball. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The greatest compliment that Rob Brown can pay you is saying, you know ball. The harshest criticism that Rob Brown can give you is, you do not know ball. I know ball. And as I watched this team the last couple of days, I came to a realization, despite my knowing ball, I don't know what the explanation is for the fall off here. I don't know what the explanation is for how Atlanta got here. And here is one of those unfortunate realities about sports. If you don't know what the explanation is for the failure of a team, you got to put it on the head coach. Either you got to put it on the GM or you got to put it on the head coach. And in this case, I got to put it on the head coach. Here's a harsh reality about professional sports, ladies and gentlemen. Winning a trophy does not earn you a lifetime contract. It doesn't. I appreciate what Snit did for us in getting us a World Series. I appreciate his role in leading and developing that team and turning it into a World Series caliber team. I appreciate all of it. And as far as I'm concerned, you can put a big old statue of Snit right outside the front gates of Truist Park. But that doesn't mean he gets to stay there forever. It does not mean that he has earned a lifetime contract to be in charge of this squad as long as he wants. And the reality is, I don't think that any of us that are Braves fans anyway, I don't think that any of us are going to look and go, this is the GM's fault. Because when a team is trending downwards and you can't pinpoint what it is, right? A lot of NFL teams I can pinpoint. You got receivers dropping the ball, bad offensive line, bad quarterback play, a lot of misjudgment, bad decisions, off the field issues, whatever. You can point, you can go, this is a problem. This is maybe the problem. And then you go, all right, and the coach has an opportunity to fix it, right? If Georgia finds themselves trending down the next couple of years, we know what the problem is, and it's up to Curb to fix it or not. With the Braves right now, and before, the big smart baseball boy out there that's got both text thumbs typing furiously to text us at 71307. Start your text with the word fan, F-A-M. We'll read them on the air. Before any of you text me feverishly to tell me it's the injuries, Rob. It's the injuries. It would be very silly to say that they don't have an impact. It would be very silly to say that they're not a deal. Because they are a deal. They're not the primary deal. It's not the only problem. Matt Olson is not injured. He just can't hit the ball. Austin Riley missed some time. Sure. He's not injured anymore. Outside of a dinger the other day, he can't hit the ball. What do you want? DFA'd Eddie Rosario, by the way. Remember the guy that they brought down and everybody was stupid excited. And I said, whoa, hold your horses. Let's not forget that this guy just got DFA'd by the Washington Nationals. Let's not forget that this guy just got told you're not good enough to play for the Washington Nationals, my dude. And that was the guy who was going to bail us out from having the worst offensive outfield. Adam Duvall stinks. Jared Kelenic has just been like up and down. He's got great moments and then he stinks. And nothing is changing. So yeah, it's got to go on Brian Snicker. It just has to go on Snit. And the reality here is Atlanta's got a good young core to move forward with. On paper, anyway. Not on the field. But on paper, good young core to move forward with. I give Alex Anthopoulos credit for that. So I can't put it on the GM. At least not yet. What I can say is, if Snit ain't going to change anything, you got to change Snit. That's really all this comes down to, in my opinion. If you don't change that, nothing else changes. So get it fixed. Get it fixed. Texter said, oh, where'd that text go? Oh, I get what Lonzo was saying about Steph and his savior complex. I'm just happy that nobody on Ohio State football's teams football team has that same issue. Go Dawgs!
Well, you don't need that issue if you're consistent every week. And that's what we're going to see if they're going to be this season. It's a brand new season. We don't know how they're going to be. They might be horrible, just like Georgia might be horrible. Chances are both teams are going to be really good, though.
I mean,
shout out Georgia. I hope Ohio State plays Georgia in the national championship. That would be awesome.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you believe you are the best, you want to go against the best and beat the best. I mean, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the man just went to Los Angeles, unfortunately. So, I mean, you know, there's no getting back at Michigan other than, well, anyway.
Texter said, Rob, so excited about the Panthers after last night. Can't wait to see all three wins this year. Oh, you poor, poor casual. You poor, poor casual.
So that is now almost taking the place of Yankee in my eyes.
See, Yankee isn't offensive to me, okay? It's not. It's just that's a geographical term for where you come from that is
not used. When it's used a certain way. Just like you're using casuals in a way to belittle people, to make them feel beneath you, it's bad what you're doing.
Let me tell you why casual becomes a bit of a knock. It's not that you were a casual. What I get frustrated by is when casuals decide that they want to now speak as if they are an authority. No, 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 you're a casual. As Steve Smith told us last Thursday at Panther Fan Fest. It's like a minivan driver trying to tell a Ferrari guy how to race. No, 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 no!
I'm still finding it hard to believe with that tone that you use when you say casuals or sometimes when you talk to me and some other people that you never got in a fight. I really find that hard to believe.
Not once. Not once. Don't attempt to start now.
Talk your way out of it or just run really fast.
Oh, talk myself out of it.
Okay. All right.
That you can take to the bank. These teeth, 87% real. I'd like to keep them that way. All right.
Rob wishes we were Jay and Silent Bob today. No, actually, you would be the silent one. Never mind.
Texter said, Rob, I hope Amir Smith-Marset becomes a standout. He seemed like he was happy to be in Carolina last year. I got to tell you, I think you almost kind of have to hope he is because as of right now, casuals. We didn't see anything last night out of TMJ, and we didn't see anything last night out of John Mingo. That lead me to believe that anything has changed yet. And if neither one of those guys is available to be that guy, XL, a guy that we all hope very much breaks out, XL's not an over-the-top speed guy. He's got some go to him, but he's not an NFL take-the-lid-off wide receiver. And if that's the case, I need somebody who can be. I think there's a chance that could be Smith-Marset, but we don't know yet. But I will need to see. I somebody's got to break out. Mingo, TMJ, Leggett, Smith-Marset. One of those guys, Coker, one of those guys has got to light it up. We'll see. Texas said, Rob, Adam Thielen is getting long in the tooth. You need a solid number two so he can be a great number three. Andy Dalton is still the best quarterback on the roster. So, couple things here. Let's go with yes, Adam Thielen is getting long in the tooth. That's why I am very excited about moving him back to the slot receiver position, which is where he's supposed to be playing. Number two. I do need a number two. We got a one in Deontay. We got a three in Thielen. That's why I said one of those cats has got to break out. Number three, you don't know if that last sentence is true yet. You don't. Because you nor I nor nobody else has any idea what Bryce Young is a quarterback. You don't have the evidence to say one way or the other. Texter said, Lonzo. That's a quote from a text. Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
Texas said, John Dog says, preseason football needs to go away. Start the season a week earlier and give us one more game. Nah, I get it. Again, again, it's not for casuals. It's not. It's for coaches, it's for players, and it's for dudes like me. If it ain't for you, that's okay. Not everything is for everybody. But preseason football is not to entertain you. Never has been. It's like the ads that run before a movie. Like,
so it's cheaper. They don't make you pay full price for a preseason game.
I didn't say they don't want to profit off of it. I said it's not to entertain you.
Okay, so all right.
If that is how you feel, don't go to preseason games. Go to camp. Go to practices. That's more fun. All right, let's take a break. Final segment of the show next when we come back. The Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. I do not hate the vibes, to be honest here.
It's called yacht life.
That's why I don't hate the vibes. Absolutely. This is
on the edge of getting me in trouble. That's what it is. But that's fine.
Nah, dude. Pure vibes. Can we just change the tone of the show to yacht rock?
I don't think that would go over well.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the Rob Brown Show. Wrap it up. Final segment here on the Fan Upstate. I wanted to bring up Deadpool and Wolverine at this point, but I was informed during the break that three different amigos of mine that are listening have not seen it and are going to see it tomorrow night. So as much as I planned on it, I think we may push it to next week. I feel like we give everybody this weekend because it's been 2 weeks to the day since it came out.
You know what we could do? I could just talk about it and they'll only be mad at me.
I mean, that's not untrue. That's not untrue at all. Instead,
if you're on X at all or probably Facebook, you've probably seen the whole movie by now because I've seen just about every clip and every cameo and every... How could you not be spoiled at this point?
I got spoiled. I was... infuriated, like genuinely, legitimately mad.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Like stormed out of the room mad. Really. Like genuinely.
I'm trying to figure out how all these clips are making it onto social media in clear and crystal view. I mean, phones ain't that good. They're getting them from somewhere. Ryan Reynolds is probably just like leaking the entire movie piece by piece.
That's how we got the movie. Can we all agree that that one character deserves his own movie now, though? We can all agree on that, right?
Supposedly, he has talked to the powers that be and trying to put it back on the radar because he was supposed to be the star of that movie in the first place before they canned it. And now that there's interest, he's hoping to get it made.
Now that there's interest, I think...
renewed interest.
There it is.
Is that better?
There was interest the first time around, if it was only from me.
Yeah, but they didn't get the casuals. So without the casuals,
yes.
I mean, you're not going to get the money.
Yes.
So there's yes. no sense of making it.
That is exactly how it works. That is exactly correct.
Isn't it amazing how one person can say a word and another person can say a word and it sounds totally different? When I say it, it doesn't sound demeaning. When he says it, it makes you just want to punch something.
There are times.
Maybe that's just me.
There are times in your life that you get upset at the casuals. Maybe not about sports. It might be about something else. But there are times in your life when you get upset about the casuals. And that's okay. Bristol Motor Speedway is setting up. They're going to run a Major League Baseball season next year. Braves-Reds to take place at the longtime and world-famous NASCAR track. That will take place August 2nd. Of next year, a matchup between Atlanta and Cincinnati, according to the AP. Officials from the track and their owner have a press conference scheduled for today to discuss the 2025 schedule, and that game is expected to be on it. Bristol hosted an NFL exhibition game in 1961. It also hosted two college football games in consecutive weeks back in 2016. Tennessee and Virginia Tech played there. Tennessee and Western Carolina played there. Okay. I don't, in a weird way, I'm excited because it's a clashing of worlds for me as both not just a NASCAR fan, but as a short track racing fan. I am excited about seeing a baseball game there. And as a baseball fan, I don't want to use the word excited because I'm really just kind of like, all right, it's going to be really clunky. They put out a projected setup for what the field is going to look like inside of Bristol. Okay. It's going to have bad sight lines. It's going to be wildly unappealing as a look, I think. Now, I am not, Cole Bryson and I have butted heads on this before. Because he did not love the NASCAR at Chicago race.
That's surprising. He's such an agreeable person.
He is.
Yeah. He agrees with everybody about everything. That's
Cole
what
Bryson
does.
Is. That's his thing. Cole Bryson is, and I use this word infrequently. Cole Bryson is a sweetheart of a man. All right? He's a teddy bear. He's a doll. He's adorable, is what he is. CB is as agreeable of a human as you'll ever meet in your life.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's just an angel, is Cole Bryson. Okay? Big fan. Big fan of CB. That's why I call him C-Money.
By the way, I'm not a fan, but I don't believe anything he just said.
He's a doll, right? Girl dads, you want your daughter to meet somebody like Cole Bryson. She'll be doing all right. Gentleman,
especially around
scholar,
here because he's got a big truck. So, I mean, you know, it's...
He does. And everything that our boy Andrew Chaflin said earlier. That's Cole Bryson.
Fishing and hunting.
Cole still ain't taking me fishing. Keeps telling me he's going to. Ain't invited me fishing yet.
All those pictures of him out on the boat. Did Diesel ever take you fishing?
Nope.
Wow.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Diesel goes fishing in like kayaks. Like he works when he fishes. I like to go fishing where I sit on the bank and I cast the line out and then I just drink a beer.
I don't think Cole does that either. I think he always goes out in a boat. Well, most of his pictures looks like he's out on the water.
Yeah, but I feel like Cole would do the work, you know? And again, I'm okay with doing a little bit of work if I'm on a boat on the water, right? But like Diesel's on a boat that you have to be the motor. I don't want to be the motor. I want a motor.
See, he's on the Flintstones of boats.
I don't want to be the motor. I want to use the motor. There's a difference. Diesel's fishing is work. Cole's fishing is like, you know, you just push that little switch forward, we'll end up over there. I'm good with that.
You can come over to my house, we can cast a line in the creek, see what happens.
That's what I'm saying. I want Cole to invite me fishing. That's what he sounds like. Anyway, point here is, Cole didn't love the Chicago NASCAR race because he said that it was, you know, effectively out of its element. That's not good for NASCAR fans. And so it wasn't a good idea for NASCAR. And he and I vehemently disagreed on that. I think it's great for NASCAR. I think it opens it up to an all-new avenue of fans, if you'll pardon the pun. I'm good with it because I'm always down for, like, interesting things in interesting venues. But, like, what does this accomplish? Other than just kind of being a highlight film, right? Like the Field of Dreams game that they played in a cornfield, that was kind of cool. Like that to me is something that I can get people to tune into. My mother doesn't watch a ton of baseball, but she's going to tune into that, especially when you got Kevin Costner there. He's a handsome son of a gun. All right, I get it.
You think he would get worse as he gets older, but it's not really. He's just becoming more distinguished looking. It's not. I mean, he's not on Sam Elliott level, but he might be if he had a mustache.
It's very unfair. It really is. Because Kevin Costner looks better than me at 80 than I look at 39. And it's, frankly, infuriating if we're keeping it a buck. It's very aggravating. Anyway, that was something I could get the Madre to tune into. She didn't need me to tune in for that. She would have just watched it. Fiance, doesn't watch a lot of baseball. She'll watch a game if I take her to one. But if I'm sitting at the house watching, she's not tuning in. She tuned in for that, right? I don't know that doing a game at Bristol gets that. I don't think the Madre is going to be like a baseball game at a NASCAR track. Hachi mama, let's go. I don't think the fiance, when I go, hey, babe, we got to watch the Braves game tonight. They're playing at Bristol, is going to go, you know what? Why don't you take the living room TV for that? That sounds awesome.
I just now realized what you were talking about, the baseball. Because I just tuned out. Because baseball and NASCAR at the same time.
Most people are.
Yeah. It's because I'm a casual.
Also, my mother said, no one is at Sam Elliott level. So we're ending the show here.
I knew that.
End the show. Nope, I'm out. I'm done.
He's not really done. All right. Time to ask Rob what the X is going on. The first thing he's asking, unfortunately, is Kevin Sullivan.
Kevin Sullivan passing away yesterday. An icon in early wrestling, territorial wrestling, when many of us believe wrestling was at its absolute best, both as a wrestler and as a booker as well. The Great Wizard, a.k.a. the Taskmaster, R.I.P.
All right, let's stick with wrestling. The next thing that is X-ing is Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins?
I will never call him that. So,
Seth! Oh, my sound's gone. Where's my sound gone?
Because I turned it down. Because we were
Seth Rollins!
Okay, all right, fine.
Trending because Bronson Reed killed him. He's actually
Kind of. So according to many outlets, he's gone for a while to recuperate from many injuries.
Oh, for
They're
sure.
They're not that saying was if those occurred Monday or not, but some of them might have.
As soon as I saw that and as soon as I saw Dakota Kai, I was like, y'all enjoy your vacations. Good luck getting healthy. We'll see you back soon.
All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Daredevil Born Again.
Daredevil Born Again. I don't know why it's trending.
Well, D23 is going on, which is like a Disney Expo type thing. There are pictures and stuff out because it's going to be coming out pretty soon. So that's why that is X-ing. The next thing is X-ing is Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard trending. Dukes of Hazzard is trending because, is it because of what you told me yesterday? The Democratic vice president, Governor Waltz, apparently people think he has a passing resemblance to Boss Hogg.
No, that was yesterday. He still does, by the way. He still does look like Boss Hogg. It hasn't changed from day to day. No, it's near as I can tell is someone put up the Confederate flag picture and asked the question, what do you think of when you see this? And
the majority
of the people that I saw are saying, Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, General Lee, man. Dukes of Hazzard, by the way, hilariously, wildly progressive show for what it was, right? Like, wildly progressive show.
And without which we never would have gotten Daisy Dukes. And men are eternally grateful for that. All right, the next thing that's X-ing is, and the final thing that's X-ing is Wardlow.
He's leaving AEW. Because that dude went from wildly over to, what's this guy doing?
All right, so the reason why he is X-ing is for that reason, along with Lucha Brothers, Daniel Garcia, and Ricky Starks.
Wardlow would fit at WWE because they just don't have enough, like, monster badass heels right now, and he could fill that role.
Oh, he absolutely could. The other guys would fit, too. The question is, are any of them on the level to come to, yes, I'm going Cajun, just for you. Because, you know, peace offer.
End it on a good note.
As we end the week.
What does Daniel Garcia do there?
NXT. So my question is, any of those guys that I mentioned going straight to the main roster?
Lucha Brothers.
Yep. Yes, that would be it. The rest, including Wardlow, would need to spend some time in NXT.
I don't disagree. All right, that's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of here. Texas said, I would like the very confident Lonzo to go into the weekend knowing that Clemson does, in fact, have an elevator in its stadium. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, but only the privileged, and Rob is not one of them, gets to use it.
No, I did find out after we got up there, I could have, but they took me that way so I could walk on the field, and I appreciate that. Y'all have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Thanks for being here. Enjoy the Olympics. Break dancing getting underway in 6 minutes. Stop working. Call in sick. Let's all go tweet about break dancing. See you back here Monday to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.